for us. I wonder if you've noticed how the Christmas lights are everywhere this year. Apparently sales are up by 240%. I don't know if it's a conscious decision or a sort of instinctive reaction to the bleak darkness of this year, but this putting up of lights everywhere does seem to indicate a deep desire to shine light and hope into this year that's been so full of darkness. I mean, how desperately we need some bright lights of joy and hope, of friendship and comfort right now, don't we? I don't know about you, but when I listened to the news last night, I was pretty fed up, pretty down, pretty depressed. To be honest, I could have cried. And I know that many of you have shared with me your own heartbreaking experiences of these past months. The loneliness of separation from family and friends and loved ones, of redundancy, of constant concern, anxiety and worry for yourself or for others, for worsening depression, and even the agonizing pain of bereavement. And even as the vaccines help us to look forward in hope, yet we still know that there will be many tough months ahead. And as I reflect on all of this, you know, I feel a mixture of deep sadness, but also intense anger. Life should not be like this. It's not how we should live. And then perhaps as we walk the dark streets around Hawkenbury and see the twinkling fairy lights, the life-size Santas, the shining star up there on Stephen Carroll's chimney, we smile and we're cheered up, at least for a brief moment. But a million fairy lights could not dispel the darkness, could they? Not the darkness out there and not the darkness inside. We need a brighter light. A light that will really show us the way forward and give us a solid hope both in and beyond the present suffering. The carol points us to a better hope, doesn't it? Yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. So thankfully, Christmas isn't a temporary splash of tinsel and expensive gifts and fairy lights. Christmas is Emmanuel, God with us. God himself has come down into this painful, dark, messed up, broken world. And he has come to reach out to each and every one of us. But as Phil mentioned just now, John's gospel begins further back. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is there, and God is not silent. Just as we express ourselves through words, so does God. We reveal our thoughts, our feelings, our hopes, our plans, our love, our character through words. So does God. And Jesus is his word to us. It's in Jesus that we see God in all his glory, his wisdom, and his goodness. We see his love in action. We see holiness. We see the things he desires. We see justice. And of course, we also see creativity. So, through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of all people. Of course, there are some people who believe that there is no God. They believe that everything, that all things exploded out of nothing. But we believe that God was there in the beginning. He made all things, including you and me, our families, and our little part of this big world. He made it all through his word, Jesus Christ. Not only did he make the world, but he shared his life and his light with us. We live as humans, not animals. We live as humans because the Word gave us life, this special, unique kind of life. And we can know God because he shines his light on us. A light that shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Indeed, he was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Imagine for a moment you're walking along Napier Road or Dorset Road, and as you walk along, you start pulling down all the fairy lights everyone's put up. You stick a knife into Santa and deflate him and tread him into the ground. And imagine the uproar. The BBC would dispatch a camera crew to interview disgusted residents. The next door online community would be an absolute meltdown. But you see, when God sent Jesus, the light of the world, he was torn down. Or rather, he was nailed down, nailed to a cross and lifted up to die. What's our reaction to the coming of Jesus this Christmas? Perhaps we spend our lives looking for meaning and satisfaction in ourselves, in our work, in our family. But we don't allow the light of God to flood in to our lives from outside. Oh yeah, we put up our Christmas fairy lights, but we don't want the Christ, the light of life to whom those lights point. And yet, despite all of this, in the most astonishing and wonderful, glorious turn of events, to all who receive him, to all who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And so now these metaphors of light and darkness are no longer adequate. They're not sufficient. What happens here is personal. It's life-altering. It's life-giving. Now we have to speak of adoption. To all who received Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Sometimes people say that everyone is a child of God. But John here is very, very clear, isn't he? There are those who are born naturally. Well, we're all born naturally, aren't we? All sons and daughters of mums and dads. But there are those who receive Jesus and are born of God, who become his adopted sons and daughters, adopted into his family as his children. And that adoption, of course, changes everything. Of course, being adopted into a new family would change everything, wouldn't it? But what does it mean to receive Jesus or to believe in his name? Perhaps you remember long ago those old days when we would welcome friends and family into our homes. Do you remember those days? Those good old days when we would sit down with friends and family and have a meal, or perhaps just a cup of tea and a biscuit, and we'd listen to them and they'd share their lives with us and we'd share their lives with them. We might even give each other a handshake or a hug or even a kiss. Do you remember those days? Well, to receive Jesus is to welcome him into our home, into our lives. It's accepting him for who he is and growing in affection and love for him. It's sharing our lives with him and allowing him to share his life with us. And as we receive Jesus like that, he gives us the right to go to his home, to his Father's house. In fact, his home becomes our home. His Father becomes our Father. But as you can imagine, life there is rather different than it was when we lived on our own without him. And at times, life with God, in God's house, in our Father's house, can be difficult because expectations have changed, haven't they? Habits and attitudes that were fine in the old way of life are now confronted and have to change in God's house. But you know what? We want that change. That's part of receiving Jesus, is to want the change that he brings, because we love our Father and we want to please him, and we love it when he shows us a better way of living. And we look at our brother Jesus and we want to be like him, because he is the ultimate human. He is so delightful, so enchanting. He is our hero. And as we get to know our many adopted brothers and sisters, perhaps only via Zoom at the moment, but as we begin to get to know them, we grow and we help them to grow into mature members of God's household. So life as a child of God is very different from life as an orphan. And that's especially true at the moment in this, claustrophobic atmosphere that we live in at the moment. We've been forced inside. Loved ones have been shut out. The hope of normality seems to have been pushed further and further away and out of reach. But as we receive Jesus Christ, we become children of God. He has come and made his home with us. Oh yes, of course, at the moment we miss our human contact. We miss the hugs and handshakes because he made us for them. But we are not alone. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So you see, however things pan out in the next weeks and months, however dark and long the valley of lockdown proves to be, we are children of God who live in his eternal home. He has come to us. He has become one of us. He has made his home with us. And so now we can live in the light of his love, enjoying him and serving his family. Nothing can separate us from him. His love shown to us through Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, Emmanuel, God is with us. Nothing can shake that. Nothing can take us out of God's hands, and nothing can take him away from us. And when life's difficult in these coming days and weeks, particularly over the Christmas period, just pause for a moment and reflect on who you are in Christ. Remember that God is with you. You are not alone. He is with you now and will be forever, and he walks with you through that dark valley. Well, let's turn to him and let's pray now for a moment. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, for his great humility as he was born in those humble surroundings. We thank you for Mary and Joseph faithfully bearing and accepting this amazing, astonishing news. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Jesus' life, for his death, for his resurrection, and for his presence with us now by his Spirit. Father, please, would you comfort those who are mourning and struggling at the moment? Please shine your light into those who are suffering the darkness of depression. Please, would you comfort the lonely as they talk with you and listen to your word. And Father, we pray so much that this pandemic would come to an end and that you would restore us to the proper contact that we should have with one another. We long for that day, Father, and pray that you would bring it and hasten it forward. But even more than that, Father, we long for the day when Jesus returns and restores all things, and we live with you face to face and enjoy loving one another as you love us. So we pray for that day to come quickly, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.